There are few feelings worse than feeling alone. Sin causes separation, and it causes division when people are deeply hurt by the actions of another, and no repentance and forgiveness takes place. Then, like the sore that festers, the pain caused by others never goes away. The rift doesn't heal, and sometimes one feels isolated too from their loved ones, because their loved ones see them as a burden. In this sinful, fallen, broken world, the reality is age makes us more dependent. Youthful flesh is just for a moment. Minds and bodies become weak with time, and we need help. What happens when your closest neighbors, like your children, don't want a lot to do with you because they see you as a burden? Loneliness, isolation from others, it's bad enough, but what about the feeling of loneliness between you and your God? Sin means separation. Isaiah says this when he preaches to Israel. He says, "Your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear." The word Satan means accuser. He accuses. And often his accusations, this is scary, his accusations are spot on. Yeah, they're true. We've done the things he accuses us of, and so the feelings of loneliness and isolation caused by sin, a lot of times the accusations aren't for nothing. Maybe you recall the time when you lashed out at your neighbor. Yeah, they set you off, and you said some things you shouldn't have said, and now they want nothing to do with you. Or there was that time, that moment in anger when you really told your spouse what you think of the marriage, what you really think of him or her. Now, you can't seem to put the perfume back in the bottle. Or perhaps your situation is one where you look at your child and you think, "My child doesn't call, doesn't text, doesn't visit. They say they're busy, but the reality is, and I know it, they don't want to take the time to visit, to tend to me." These sins and others, the devil, he throws them in our face. And it hurts, doesn't it, when you begin to think, you know what, he's right. I'm being accused of things that I cannot deny before my God. You know, we're good at making excuses for bad behavior. We're good at telling our neighbor how it's got to be, but not so good at listening to them, and then we wonder why they don't want to be around us as if it's some great mystery. But it's really not. Sin divides. And even when we hear about sin, we cannot fully understand our sin, but Scripture is clear on our wickedness. And Scripture, the Holy Word of God, reveals to us our sinfulness. The law exposes our sin, even if we can't see it or feel it. God's law shows it. God's law hits the mark. It crushes us to dust, and the accusations can be so heavy at times that you find yourself thinking, "God has forsaken me, as the flames of hell are licking the soles of my feet." You feel alone and isolated, and the accusations hit you hard, and you begin to think, "Satan is right." No one likes feeling alone, isolated. No one likes the feeling of guilt before God. You get the point. And as always, each one of you is in a different situation. It may be that your age, people see that as a barrier, a burden. It may be that for some of you, you have sins in the past that haven't been dealt with, whatever the cause, our question is, what's the solution? Enough with the diagnosis. Yes, the sins are there. They are bad. They are heavy. What's the solution for it all? And my friends in Christ, my dear beloved children, friends in Christ, children of God, the solution for sin is always the gospel. And the content of the gospel is always Christ, Christ for you, Christ for you. Today marks the remembrance of Jesus' circumcision. One verse is all we get today in the gospel lesson, but it tells us plenty. It's not until the eighth day when Jesus is circumcised. The eighth day, it says. In the 6 days, the world was created. God ceases his work on the seventh day, and now we hear about the eighth day. And how all that works out, some have argued, is this is the day symbolizing the new creation that comes about on account of Jesus' work that includes being circumcised. The great outward mark instituted in the Old Testament that meant one belongs in a covenant relationship with God is now put on Jesus. This is the first shedding of blood by Jesus. Already here, he is subjecting himself to the law of God. He does all that the law requires, and so even circumcision is fulfilled by Jesus. Sonship, being a child of God, being in God's family, being in his church, is not by circumcision, but we hear it in Paul's letter to the Galatians. In Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Jesus is called by his name on the eighth day, a name that means salvation. He will save his people from their sins. That's what the name Jesus means. This is why the child born of Mary is called Jesus even before conception. Jesus saves his people from their sins. His name means salvation, and you have it. Nobody in the family of God is alone, you see. Never. Pastor, what about my sin? The sins that grieve me, the sins that cause me great shame, guilt, pain. What about those sins? And to that I say, what about them? Did you not hear what the scriptures declare unto you? All of you who have been baptized have put on Christ. Are you baptized? Then you have put on Christ. You have Christ, and you have him by faith. Not by your labors, not by your works. Faith grabs Jesus. Faith receives him and his garment that covers all of your sins before God, and you are his child and his family that endures forever. You are not alone, you see. Your sins do not separate you from your merciful heavenly Father. Jesus will shed his blood once again when he ascends to the cross. There he is, that perfect sacrifice, having fulfilled God's law by his life. And he suffers under the punishment of the law in his death. This is for you. This and only this is why you are not isolated from your God, but you are so close to him that Jesus calls you, his people, his body. The church is the body of Christ. And his blood has paid for your sin, all of it. So when you feel accused, when you feel crushed and burdened, my friends, repent and believe in what is already yours. You have Christ. You have put on Christ in baptism, and you are his child by faith. And friends, you bear his name. It's at his circumcision when Jesus is called Jesus, the name given unto him before conception. In baptism, you are given a name. You are given God's name, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Like letters pressed into hot wax to seal a letter, God's holy, perfect name is pressed upon you in baptism, and you are his. And the certainty of all of this extends beyond the day you were brought to the font, but the comforting doctrine of predestination tells us that God's children were foreknown and predestined to glory even before the foundations of the world were laid. That is how sure, that is how certain your salvation is in Christ. Your salvation in Jesus, your baptism and status as God's child was predestined in Christ before you were even formed in the womb. The news is that good. The psalmist says this in Psalm 139. David says, "Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them." That's Psalm 139, verse 16. You are not alone. You are in the family of God. You belong to Christ, and your heavenly Father never forsakes his children. As for you and your neighbor, a plea for forgiveness for what you've done goes a long way. If you feel rejected by others, even when you've expressed to them your sorrow and asked for mercy, know that you, O child of God, are not rejected. Your sins do not separate you from God's undying compassion and his love that is always yours and he who has fulfilled the law, doing everything right that we have not done. And these things are yours by faith. It is by faith that your status in the world is one where you are a baptized child and you belong to God. You are in his family with all the saints here on earth and all the saints in heaven. Therefore, go about your day living in your glorious baptism. And this means living every day, repenting over those sins that do grieve you. And when Satan accuses you, tell him to take it up with your Lord. Tell him to take it up with Jesus. He has your sins. Satan's quarrel is with him, not you. You have been bought. You have been paid for. You have been redeemed by shed blood. Christ has died to make you his and hold you in his arms. And he tells you every day, we hear it in his holy word, "Comfort, comfort ye my people. You are mine. You belong to me. You hear my voice and I have you in my hands." You are engraved on the palms of my hands. Let not your heart be troubled. You are not alone. By grace, through faith, you have Jesus. And therefore, you do have everything. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, may guard and keep your hearts and your minds, comforted, forgiven, redeemed in Christ Jesus from now until life everlasting. Amen.